sexy, spooky bones.
Hello and welcome to the Skeleton Boys, the horror movie podcast. I'm Rolando. I have my first caller, John.
And this is Undertone, episode 6. We're almost to the end of this.
Oh, we should take a break. Let's stop here.
And my name is Johnny, and you're never going to see me or meet me. And
we are the.
I will be pivotal to the movie.
We are obviously the number one paranormal podcast. We have callers.
Yeah, we have callers. I use my wireless headphones via my Focusrite that I've installed a Bluetooth enabler in. I'm recording this in my all wooden dining room.
Sound absorbent wood dining room.
Sound absorbent wood. Thick wood with all the doors open. And I can walk around, and my microphone is so powerful that you will hear me from one end to the other end. Yes.
And welcome to the show. If you haven't figured it out yet, guys, we're going to review Undertone. So, Sean will give us the plot in 5 words, we have our first thoughts, and then we go to a deep spoiler analysis. But if you can tell from our intro, we may have tipped our review how we feel about this movie, some of us.
And the way we feel about it is you can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, and on any of your podcatcher of choice.
Yes. Took the words right out of my mouth.
Hell yeah.
You did I did that.
I did it. Yeah. Off the top of my head, I was like, I hope I'm not saying any of this wrong.
It sounded correct. I mean, yeah, we'll never go back.
Or however you found us.
Yeah, right, I don't know. I'm just kidding. Yes, that is Undertone. I would say a movie that came out early this year that definitely got like attention, a lot of attention.
Yeah.
I would say. Well, attention in that it was like, I guess A24 did release it. So A24 is like maybe one of the most successful studio at the moment.
Yeah, they have hit movies like Friendship. And that's all we need.
I did like that movie. That's really good.
When it became available on DVD via A24, I immediately fucking ordered it, even though it was like $27. I haven't opened it.
Yeah, I think at this point they were like, they were an indie, but now they're clearly like,
they're, yeah,
a big studio now.
Like Hereditary, Midsommar. I mean, oh, there's so many movies. Yeah, they because they're making all the good movies.
Right, yeah. They have like a golden touch.
I mean, they might have a few duds. So. Just a few duds.
That's what I'm hearing about Backrooms. I don't know. That's their most successful movie. But I've been hearing mixed things on it. So,
but
we will get to it eventually. We still are working through our Italian phase right now. But
we get sucked back in.
Guys, we're having an Italian moment. Okay, so bear with us.
We are slowly realizing we think we found our niche that we need scratch.
We're so dumb about it at least I am, because I'm like, man, nobody told me any of these movies were good. And I'm just like, they've been around for like 30, 40 years. Clearly have had an audience, but
like, how come we didn't know about Michael Swabi? Like,
exactly.
Who also appears in this movie for a brief second as a cop again.
Really? Oh, that's
yeah, yeah. He plays the like assistant to the main inspector, right, or whatever.
Huh. Interesting. I have to go back and check that out because I didn't recognize. All right, but we're getting ahead of ourselves. We should talk about.
Oh, damn. We're not talking about
not
that movie,
yet.
Are we? Sorry, everybody. As you can tell by our undertone, we have strong feelings about the next movie that we definitely haven't seen yet because we need to watch it to review it for next week.
Yeah. We don't record episodes back to back. Why would we?
No. We don't have busy schedules.
Yeah. Okay, let's
Happy World Cup, everybody. Oh wait,
yeah, it should really during the World Cup. Okay, John, do you want to give us the plot in 5 words of 400?
Johnny,
5 words
plot summary.
Rolando, drum roll, please.
Number 3 for Undertone. Insane internet connection proves costly. Okay. Coming in at number 2 for Undertone. The Undertone EQ is flat. And coming in at number 1 for Undertone. Poor soundproofing podcasters have problems.
Yeah. It's like a vocal warm-up.
Like, yeah, they're like, I'm hearing things. I'm like, yeah, it's fucking echoes. Because she's using soundproof headphones, so she doesn't realize she's going, ah!
She's just talking to herself. All right, John, I know this is not your favorite movie. You want to just, like, get into it slightly?
Well, let's see. The poster for the movie says, the scariest movie you'll ever hear.
Ah, interesting.
So if I did not watch this movie and just listen to it, would I think it was scary? No, I don't think so. I do listen to a lot of, like, scary story podcasts and storytellers, and I mean, this isn't what this is.
This is almost...
It's also kind of weird. It's like a weird podcast. Like, it doesn't have a... I mean, I know we have a loosey-goosey format a little bit too, but, like, I don't understand the format of this podcast at all. Like, she, like, calls whoever her partner is, and their internet connection's amazing, but they only talk to each other. There's no, like, video, which is what people normally do. And I don't know. They have... I don't know. They get callers. How do we do that? Can we call other people, like, during the show? Like, right now?
I can hold up my phone to my face. I don't know that.
Yeah. Call LAPD. No, right. Call Los Angeles Department of Water and Power. Only play waiting music.
Well, I mean, podcasts are like a form of live radio, right? Like, I don't think much people enjoy that format anymore, or radio, but it's still around, I guess. And people still have, this is kind of akin to, like, you know, AM. Well, I don't even say that, but, like, what I imagined.
But you're right, like, broadcast radio.
Yeah, they
right?
have that. Yeah. They have that sort of, like, IRN setup where they could take callers, like a live show. There's a lot of, like, and I guess it's still technically around. It's just maybe not as popular. It's very, very, very niche where, like, you can still go to, like, AM stations and there's, like, free broadcast and they talk about paranormal stuff and they have callers who are weird and eccentric and stuff.
Was it Coast to Coast, right?
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, Coast to Coast. And that's essentially what we're... That's the only way I can describe it, but it's pretty much like typical podcast. A lot of, like... Not a lot of really, like, free-flowing conversation. They kind of, like, edit it together and stuff. And
yeah, like, what one guy does, like, a lot of the work and brings in all the clips and stuff, and then the other person, her, goes like, that's fucking stupid. And that's all she
pretty
says.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's what it felt like. Even until, like, the last, like, 10 minutes, I'm like, man.
Yeah.
Where's this movie?
In other words, unrealistic. As podcast, as professional podcasters, it's unrealistic.
Yeah.
No, but I would argue, I would say, I really like... go ahead.
As two guys that have been getting paid very handsomely for the past 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, and we're constantly being called.
It's like, oh man, no, we can't talk about what we talked about on the air right now. Just
kidding. I didn't dislike this... This part of the movie, I thought there was some nice, like, it, I think it, like, it's set up pretty convincingly, right? How they do it, even though you have to suspend a little disbelief to kind of get wrap your head around the concept of it, you know, but it's there. It makes sense, more or less. But I feel like it kind of, like, there's a larger emphasis, like, on sound design, because there's a lot of, like, because basically you're listening to a podcast, a ghost, true story, ghost story podcast. So there's a lot of, like, things that they do, because the two hosts do the paranormal podcast, and they, like, get emails about certain things, and they investigate it kind of, like, live, as they record and stuff like that. So I don't know. I just found it too easy. Like, right, yeah. I would think what's unconvincing to me, where it kind of falls apart, is that I thought the dialogue was a little stilted. I think it's very tricky to write two people, sort of two-hander kind of conversational thing. And then, you know, on top of that, it's sort of structured like in a show format. So I found some of the dialogue kind of, like, leading and very kind of, like, clunky.
Yeah, clunky. And I'm also not convinced, like, so this guy didn't review these clips before he aired them?
It's insinuated as much, right? And they're...
Right? So, like, realistically, one of those clips should have been, like, porn sound bites, like it was back in, like, the fucking early 2000s, where you're like, dude, I found this song, and it's like some...
Yeah,
bullshit.
I don't like how they're like, let me look it up. Oh, I found exactly what you were talking about. oh, I know this and that. And oh, yeah, what about the, like, it was too, like.
It's like, hold on, let me find the clip real quick. Let's see, run.com. Okay, hold on, it's not there. Let me open up Napster. Scary, spooky, possessed sound clips. Oh, here it is. There's 10 of them.
Yeah, so it's just like, yeah.
Download zip file, Ray of Light by Madonna, Death Cab for Cutie, 8-7.
Yeah, I almost feel like maybe, like, I don't know. That part of it, I don't think it was realistic. Like just immediately be able to, like, just pull stuff off the internet immediately, like, oh, on the spot, like, oh, I don't have to, like, search for stuff very hard. It's just like this. It's just, I don't know. It was a little too convenient.
So this is also classified as a monster horror movie. Do you agree with that?
Give me an example. Is there an example of what a monster horror movie is? Like Alien?
I'd call that a monster horror movie.
Haunted House. Monster movie, right?
Yeah.
Well, I think this movie, like, yes and no.
It also says folk horror. So I guess technically with that, there's, I guess our main bad thing is,
well, that's
folk horror. We don't know what it is though. So it's just a thing that's kind of thrown into the wind.
Right. Folk horror. Very loose. Very loose on that term.
Like folk horror, like what, Bon Iver made this or what?
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah.
It's just really sad. You know what? I want him to make a movie.
Yeah.
Just not now because he's too electronic. I guess
technically there is a monster because they are investigating.
And it's human nature.
They are investigating a sort of, I don't know, some sort of like haunt or whatever for their show. And then they get the email and then they like are playing clips. And I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah,
there's I don't want to get too far into like the details of it, but like it. Think of Session 9. Does that count? Think of Session 9. That's what this movie is.
Not
because technically there was something in Session 9. We never saw it.
Yes. We never saw it. Yeah.
But
to put it politely, Session 9 is like a brilliant
movie. right. But that was the best I could answer your question, like in terms of like. Whether it's a monster movie, it's about as monster of a movie as Session 9.
Yeah, like this is a very, I get what you're saying, like kind of like a diet version of Fallen, right?
Yes.
Like the monster's always there, but you never actually see it, but you kind
of
do.
So in terms of category, yes. Like they are, I don't know, what's the saying, right? And,
this is exactly like The Thing.
I was thinking of like, what is it, like... Well, it's one of those where, like, they're investigating something. So the quote is, what is it? If you stare into the darkness stares into you, right? So then...
Oh, you stare into the abyss, exactly, the abyss stare back?
Exactly. That's kind of like the idea of it.
It's a famous line from the movie The Abyss.
From Legally Blonde.
Legally Blonde 2. Legally Blonde 2, Electric Boogaloo.
I think, what is it? Nietzsche said it or some shit, right? I mean, maybe up my own ass for a second.
Real quick, just off topic, I feel like Nietzsche is probably one of the most brilliant philosophers of all time. Because I feel like he said a lot of that shit just to be a dick.
Probably.
he's like, people are listening to my bullshit, I'm going to say some crap
between,
real quick.
You know, cooking up shit on spoons and sticking it in his toes. He said some pretty sarcastic shit. Yeah. Like,
yeah,
fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. I wouldn't say there's any like anything new or fresh about this concept, right? But this is kind of a spoiler. It is kind of like a possession movie and a haunted house movie.
Yeah.
And it's, I will say, I did quite like the performance of our lead. I thought she was good. She was interesting, I thought, even though,
yeah,
you know, I didn't.
I wonder if this could be its own category of movies at some point, kind of like what was it called, where the guy was really annoying, but I think he intentionally made the character like that to make fun of influencers.
Deadstream?
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Like, it's maybe this could be its own category of like new wave technology horror.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. That makes sense. Like, in terms of, like, the profession is still relatively new. Yes and no.
Yes.
But it's like, they're finally making movies about it, right? Like, it's something that's in our pop culture or society, like, you know? So, I guess that's why they're finally getting around to making more movies about, like, podcasters and stuff.
Yes, yeah. Correct. Sorry, I think I... like what was that other movie? I guess it's a similar vein too. The one about the guy that's got his own radio station show. And I guess the world is going to shit outside the station. It's like all allegedly zombies, but you never see anything. Was it Pontypool? Do you remember that movie?
Sounds like a.
I think it's called Pontypool.
It's like a kind of trope, like Orson Welles reading War of the Worlds or something, right?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. But I don't know. I guess this movie, I want to say the only other scene that doesn't take place in the house is in a hospital or something, right?
Right. Yeah. What did you find the movie? Do you think one thing you didn't like about the movie was that it was slow paced? Is that a fair criticism?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess the pacing was a little off for me, but I don't think a faster pace would have fixed it because it's nothing really happens. It's almost like I can't even say it's the equivalent of watching a podcast that's recorded live because with them, they're like emoting and like having fun interacting with each other. And this is just like you could just listen to this story, I guess, and get the same effect. Like I didn't need to see it visually. At the same time.
Yeah, because I got the sense that I think what I liked about this movie is that it is interpretive. Like, you kind of have to do a little bit of work to figure it out because a lot of the imagery is very, like, abstract on purpose. Like, so you have to kind of, like,
right.
That's, to me, the hook they put in there so you can kind of follow scene to scene about what's going on because it's really only this one character in her home who podcasts, who's taking care of her mother and, you know, who's like, I guess she's like in a vegetative state almost, right? Or she is for the most part.
Yeah. Or she's in coma yeah. maybe because her eyes aren't open.
So I just... As part of like a movie viewer, like I think that's one thing that I like is when there's you have to do a little bit of work and there's not everything is sort of spilled out to you. I just enjoy movies like that, which is I don't think this is a great example of what I like, but it does have it in it. So I did enjoy that sort of what does this mean? What does this mean? And, you know, what's happening here? What's happening there? And that part, those are the parts that I think I was hooked on, just figuring out how it was going to play out.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. I think if I had seen this in theaters, though, I would have been much more disappointed, more so than
right.
I am.
And I think
I will say a big, I should mention this before I forget, a big factor in how I'm interpreting my, or how I'm reviewing this film is I had to rent this twice because I kept falling asleep while watching it. And I'm just a little upset that I lost like $16.
You're under duress. You had to watch it.
How about this, Ian Tosson? Sorry if I said that wrong. If you refund me at least $7.99, I'll be like, hey, this movie was pretty good. Don't worry about it. Everybody watch it because everybody listens to us.
Is it Tucson, Arizona?
Because we're aware that Mr. Ian here wrote this about our
clearly,
podcast,
yes,
the number one horror movie.
When he writes. Big rights, big money. Okay. Do you want to just get into like the end spoilers part of the movie?
All right. Yeah, let's go.
Let's go to spoilers.
Wait! No! Stop talking, guys. Stop the podcast. Stop, please. Stop the podcast. Because we're about to go into spoilers.
It was Mark Barron.
No, I was kidding.
It was weird when Kevin Smith showed up. Conan O'Brien. Godfather's a podcast.
They listen to these tapes and she becomes possessed, or perhaps these tapes never existed.
So basically they're like listening to clips, right? And each clip is sort of this other thing happening. This other possession happening, right? They're investigating. And then as each one progresses, they're getting more and more creepy things are happening, right? And to the point where at some point in the movie, we find out, oh, she's pregnant. She left the house for like a second. And then, oh, I'm pregnant, which I don't even know how the fuck she got pregnant.
she's pregnant. Yeah.
She knows she's pregnant. And, you know, the mother dies, disappears, I think, at some point. It's all interpretive, right?
Yeah.
It's basically... I don't know if I've said this already, and I know for sure I told you all off the podcast, but the easiest way to explain it is Rosemary's Baby. It's demonic possession. Whatever it is that they're talking about is possessed, has already possessed her because she listened to the clip, right? So that's sort of how the possession works. And so she's slowly resisting the demon, but until like the end of the movie where she basically submits and she gets fully possessed.
What was confusing to me is she breaks down and is talking to somebody else. Mm-hmm. And there's also like, it's suggested in a few of the clips that the young girl, like the, that's talking is aware that she is listening. It's kind of weird, like hereditary thing also set up where like it's always been planned that she's going to get possessed or something, mm-hmm. which like was starting to lose me. And then she says that she killed her mother when she was young and I didn't understand that. And then her mother's like disappeared.
Well, I think honestly, what I think that meant was that like she feels guilty. I think she was responsible for the mother being in the state that she was in. That's how I interpret. And that.
Yeah, I mean, if life doesn't kill you, kids, well, I understand
because
that.
Because you had pointed out a thing where like she said that she was the skeptic, right? She was the non-believer in this podcast.
Yes.
You know, duo. And so therefore she was resistant, not only in the show, but like resistant to being possessed. And so a lot of it could kind of gets muddied and like you can interpret it a lot of different ways. You can basically anything you can think of will be probably valid in some sense, right? Like in terms of like maybe there was no mother. Maybe she just feels guilty. That's why she's the caretaker. Maybe she was the caretaker. Maybe the mother was never there. Maybe she killed the mother. You know, she disposed of the mother.
Well, here's where I get confused too. If the podcast mate does exist, I think it kind of suggests that he had just moved away not that long ago.
Okay, yeah.
So my guess is that he got her pregnant because they got like they clearly have some sort of relationship.
See the tapes they're listening to are from a couple, which you could argue because of the nature of the way it's interpretive is that you can argue that's her, how she's being possessed. Those tapes could be her, like, right, just remembering. Yeah. They could be actual couple that were another haunting or whatever that sent clips or that recorded it. Or it could be that she's just imagining what happened to her because there's a shot or moments where they describe that the house, the kitchen was like destroyed and had all this like crap in it. And there was a doll. And there's like a single shot where that actually she witnesses that, where the house, we get a visualization of what they described, where the kitchen is a mess and there is actually a doll there. So it could be that she's remembering, right? That like, oh, this happened to me. Or it could just be that that's something that the demon is making her see or something. Yeah.
See, remember or something. Yeah.
Yeah, something that's happened, I guess.
Because, one of the other callers said, so we also assume that this place is near San Diego, right? I think that's the assumption. This, like, made-up town. Oh, if it is made-up, maybe it's real. I'm sorry. But, like, what, you remember that the Latino chick was like, yeah, she killed her baby. The baby was at the bottom of the stairs. I was like, what does this have to do with anything? And then they get another call from somebody that lives nearby her. Oh, yeah. Remember, she had that weird sarcastic line of like, yeah, everybody knows who I am. I'm like, why did they add that in the movie? And how that person's like, yeah, that happened down the street from me.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's a real caller too, because all of a sudden we start getting like random calls from like demon people.
Yeah, or it could be like they're trying to ground it in a sort of reality, right? That like, oh, this could have actually happened since somebody from the outside of this little group is mentioning it, like it's something that happened that they read about or happened in their neighborhood and stuff. So I don't know why that scene's there. I get what you mean though. It's kind of, again, I think that's the problem with, that's just like, that's a problem with the script. I don't think the script completely nailed the podcast, the format, in a believable enough way.
It's like the dude watched Bo's Afraid and was like, what if you just listen to what Bo's doing? This will make sense.
Maybe Ian, the director, is like a big fan of Private Parts, the Howard Stern movie.
The Howard Stern movie.
Because I couldn't think of any other movies about radio. The only other movie I can think about radios is like Fisher King. But that's not even what it's about.
Or
Good Morning Vietnam.
I don't know. Again, also, what a weird time where we allowed Howard Stern to be famous enough to to have his own fucking movie. Like, just this piece of shit human being.
He had to act in it, too. Whatever. That was even the craziest part. It's like, yeah. Why is he acting this movie? What, Big Bird was booked? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, exactly.
See, that's what AI would be good for. You do the Private Parts movie, but you insert Big Bird in every scene of the movie.
Yeah. It's like, hey, AI, what would it look like if Weird Al Yankovic and Alice Cooper had a baby and it came out wrong? What?
I just liked it when they dressed up Big Bird in like in a suit and tie, and then he didn't have any pants and maybe like a briefcase. I'm enjoying that. Alrighty, I don't think I have anything else to say about Undertone. What about you? You want to rate the movie?
No. Yeah, let's rate the
movie. John, how many sexy spooky bones do you want to give?
How many sexy spooky bones will you give me? Sexy bones.
Don't do that. Just rate the movie. I'm going to give Undertone 3 sexy spooky bones.
I always, since you've constantly like shocked me with your ratings, I always like try to peer in closer to hear your ratings.
Yeah, yeah. I think that one was good.
No, you're right. But still, there's a hinge of me being like, I'm going to pay attention to what he says so I can hear it.
I'm going to give it, I don't know, like just 8.76.
I enjoyed the movie more or less for what it is. It's not the best movie. It's not the worst movie. To me, it's just a 5. It's just right in the middle.
Better heard than seen, right?
I believe so, yes. If you have, I would encourage anybody, if they're interested in watching this movie, to please just watch it with headphones. I think it actually, according to the filmmakers, they did a lot of work with the sound design, which is true. A lot of this movie is... There's a lot of sound design in this movie.
In fact, if you can just find the audio file for the film, just listen to that.
Done. Just close your eyes and just listen to people talk. Okay.
Number one-off podcast episode of all time.
All right, guys, gals, non-binary pals. Thank you for listening. And as always,
stay spooky. Thank you for calling.